kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Dahil sa takot na baka mahawa ng virus, pinipiling iwasan muna ng ilang mga naka-onshore visa ang pagbiyahe pabalik sa Pilipinas. Ngunit paano kung mag-e-expire na ang iyong onshore visa habang nasa Australia at pinili mong manatili muna? Ano kaya ang pwedeng gawin? Binigyang linaw ng licensed migration agent na si Elaine Nunez Cagiwa ang mga katanungan ng ating kababayan. Narito ang payo ng ating eksperto. Ayon kay Elaine, nasa ilalim ng onshore visa ang ilang mga temporary visa tulad ng mga sumusunod.
There's a few of them. So obviously your student visa holders, your visitor visa holders, even temporary work or business visit visa holders are here. So yeah, there's a big range of temporary visa holders in Australia.
Pinipili ng iba na manatili muna sa Australia habang hindi paligtas ang sitwasyon ng ilang bansa dahil sa COVID-19. At kung uuwi din sa Pilipinas at nakatira sa probinsya, matitigil muna sila sa Metro Manila habang nakalugar ang isang community quarantine. Hikayat ni Elaine lalo na sa mga vulnerable, kabilang ang mga matatanda at bata na hanggat maaari manatili muna sa bansa.
Even with the elderly as well, even if there's no travel ban in their country of origin, if it is actually quite dangerous for them to be traveling or to be going to airplanes and airports, you know, we would encourage them to, you know, look at staying further as well and until things subside.
Kung mag-e-expire man ang visa ngunit nais manatili sa loob ng bansa, maaring mag-apply ng extension para sa visa.
In terms of the temporary visa holders dito sa Australia, if they find themselves that their visa are expiring and they wish to extend their stay in Australia, they will need to apply for an appropriate visa to be able to extend. And in many cases, it may be, you know, a further visitor visa just to buy them more months to be able to stay here. And what will happen is if they apply for, say, a visitor visa, they will be granted a bridging visa that will enable them to remain in Australia while their further visa application is being assessed.
Kung may mga restriksyon naman sa visa tulad ng no further stay condition, kabilang 8503, 8534 at 8535, ani Elaine maaring mag-request na i-waive ang kondisyon.
There are other visa holders who have restrictions dun sa visa nila. Oh, so we call that the no further stay condition. You know, the 8503, 8534, 8535, they will see that on their visa grants. That means that, you know, ordinarily, di sila pwede mag-apply ng visa habang nasa Australia sila. However, given this, what's happening now with the coronavirus, the Migration Institute of Australia have actually provided advisory as well as the Department of Home Affairs that they have now put in extra resources to be able to process yung tinatawag nating no further stay waiver. There is a dedicated department where they assess, you know, on a case by case basis. So we ask for a waiver of this no further stay condition so that we can then apply for further visas for them to access this bridging visa.
Dagdag niya, mabilisan din ang mga pag-aproba nito.
Ang report ng ibang mga members ng Migration Institute is apparently it's just taking them days to process. Ordinarily before, it might take them weeks to process these waivers of the no further stay, but recently they're just processing them within days.
Para naman sa proseso ng pag-extend ng visa, ayon kay Elaine, maaari itong ma-access online. Ngunit kung may kondisyon ang iyong visa, payo niya na humingi ng tulong sa mga eksperto.
You know, a lot of the visas now are online, but I do, especially for those that need the no further stay waiver, you know, I do encourage them to seek professional help from a licensed migration agent or migration lawyer. But yeah, you just need to apply just like a normal application through their online system for a visitor visa.
Kaagaran din raw makukuha ang bridging visa ng mga nag-a-apply ng extension kumpara sa mga may further condition. At kung makuha na ang bridging visa, ay hindi na kailangang lumabas ng bansa.
For the ones that don't have the restriction, they'll get the bridging visa quite instantaneously in most cases. and then they will be assessed. So once na nakapag-apply na sila and they're on the bridging visa, they don't need to go home na kasi they can stay na while their application is being assessed.
At para naman sa mga may restriksyon ng visa.
Different story for those who have the restriction. They must first get the no further stay condition waived and then apply.
Samantala, nilinaw din niya na sa gitna ng banta ng coronavirus ay nag-i-issue pa rin ang Department of Migration ng mga visa. Ngunit, responsibilidad ng mga pabiyahe na makapasok sa bansa, lalo na kung may petsa sa visa na dapat makapasok sa isang bansa.
Yeah, there's also other people that are trapped from, you know, coming to Australia and, you know, holding visas na. So I just want to clarify that immigration are still issuing visas. They're still granting visas offshore, but there's on the visa grant, they put in there that it's everyone's responsibility to make sure with the airlines and with the travel bans to make sure that they can come into the country.
Yeah.
For the ones that have, you know, when they're given a visa, they must enter Australia by a certain date. If they cannot enter because of that certain date, then again, seek the advice of a migration agent to have a look at getting that extended.
Maging ang mga nasa listahan ng bansang may ban ay pwedeng bumiyahe pa Australia, basta't sila ay pupunta sa isang third country at manatili ng 14 days upang mag-self-isolate. Ang third country na ito ay dapat wala sa listahan ng mga ipinagbawal ng Australia, ayon kay Elaine.
With the ones that are coming from the banned countries, as long as they go to a third country and stay at least 14 days there, so a third country that is not in the list of travel bans in Australia, and they stay 14 days in that third country, they can then enter Australia after that.
Para sa mga nangangamba magbiyahe, hikayat ni Elaine, huwag matakot na sumubok mag-extend ng visa, lalo na sa panahon ngayon na maaring malagay sa panganib ang kalusugan dahil sa coronavirus.
They can stay, you know, especially with the elderly or those with children na nangangamba na mag-travel. You know, we know that airports are quite, you know, scary these times, and airplanes as well. And even, you know, with the ones that going back sana to their country that have the travel ban.
At kung may mga katanungan, hikayat ni Elaine, tumawag sa Department of Migration Hotline o sa mga licensed migration agent.
And they can definitely, you know, call the Department of Home Affairs Hotline or call a migration agent for assistance.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.